Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. Nurses and other members of the Healthcare Workers Union at Temple University Hospital have voted to authorize a strike if a contract is not reached in time. The PA Association of Staff Nurses and Allied Professionals says 98% of their members voted to approve the strike. They say their 2,600 workers feel unsafe on the job. According to the statistics, 67% of nurses, techs, and pros have personally experienced violence working at Temple's main hospital. They're asking for more security and safety measures, but they say Temple is ignoring their demands. Vira Moss Vargas works in a unit at Temple.
They need to understand that we really, really, really want the right things for both the staff and the patients, and that's all we're asking.
Their contract expires at the end of the month. Temple Health says the safety of its patients and staff is a top priority, and officials feel the negotiations have been productive. The new Martin Luther King Drive Junior Bridge is now open to runners, walkers, and cyclists. They cut the ribbon on the reconstructed bridge Friday afternoon to applause from bike and pedestrian safety groups. The $20 million project added a bike and pedestrian path, along with redoing the concrete bridge deck and repairing the supports. One cyclist on the bridge yesterday praised the redesign.
The cars are away from the bikes are away from the cars. It's safer for everyone. It's more convenient.
He was talking to our news partner at NBC 10. The bridge has been closed and had been closed for more than 2 years and hasn't been open to cars since the start of COVID. And another bridge is next on the list. The Falls Bridge will close in early 2027 for a project that should also last 2 years. But a pedestrian on that bridge says he's not bothered.
Listen, if it comes out looking like this, I'll take the 2 years.
The bridge is still closed to cars throughout the weekend, but opens to auto traffic on Monday morning at 7. The annual Hero Thrill Show returns to the sports complex today. It benefits kids of fallen Philadelphia police and firefighters. The show celebrates its 70th edition today with performances from the Highway Patrol Motorcycle Drill Team and canine units. There's also interactive displays from SWAT and Marine units, plus carnival games and fire truck rides. Tickets are still available online and in person at the lot. The show kicks off today at noon right outside Xfinity Mobile Arena. Upper Darby High School was forced to evacuate yesterday afternoon for what school officials say was a threat made against the school. In a statement, District Superintendent Daniel McGarry says an anonymous tip warned of a bomb inside the school and a person with a weapon outside. Police searched the school after evacuating the campus but found no sign of a bomb or weapon. The high school's football game that was scheduled for last night against Springfield was postponed. McGarry says support is available for any student or staff member who needs to talk about the day's events. There are fewer students in Philadelphia schools so far this year, and that reverses gains they saw last year. The district suspects early SEPTA problems are one reason. We get the story from KYW education reporter Mike DiNardo.
Philadelphia School District enrollment has declined over the last decade, but last year saw an increase of 1,800 for a total of 118,000. So far this year, though, the district says enrollment is down by 1,100. Superintendent Tony Watlington says disruptions in SEPTA routes during the first few days of school are partly responsible.
This year, in part due to the SEPTA bus route cuts and interruptions, our enrollment is slightly down compared to where we were this time last year.
So Watlington, in an interview, said district staffers have been reaching out to families.
We knew there would be some impacts. So we are working day and night to make up that 1,100 student deficit.
Not only does enrollment determine funding and teacher allocations, but it's a major consideration as the district evaluates unused space in its buildings.
Professional wrestlers from our region and beyond are coming together tonight in South Jersey to fight an even greater foe, Alzheimer's disease. KYW's Andre Bennett caught up with the people behind Super Gorillas Wrestling ahead of their benefit show at Camden County College.
It's called Chasing Glory, Wrestling for a Cure, Saturday evening at 7 at Camden County College's main campus in Blackwood. Promoter Reginald Fenwick says the idea to make it a fundraiser came about because of a personal connection.
Given the fact that a family member of mine had Alzheimer's, I reached out to May at a South Jersey Alzheimer's Association and told her what I wanted to do with this event coming up to actually be a benefit, because a lot of people are doing different things, but wrestling is one of the things that they're not doing.
Independent wrestling standout Corey Dillinger will be in the ring. The Jersey native says being a part of Chasing Glory was an easy decision.
I've had people that I've told me their stories of their family members having Alzheimer's. So once I found out that we're going to raise money for this, it made me feel like this is the right move to do.
The age 18 and up show starts at 7 p.m. after a meet and greet, with a portion of the proceeds going to the Alzheimer's Association. Tickets can be purchased on Eventbrite, with the event also streaming on ViewStub.
Thank you, Andre Bennett, and that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.